This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Good Lord, what a weekend. Seriously. I mean, okay, take the Raiders game out of it. Just take that. Let's just everybody was so excited too. Yeah, we beat Baltimore. Now we're oh man, Carolina sucks so bad. We're gonna pound it, and it was like, oh, what's happening right now?
I know. The post on Instagram, everyone was like, let's go Raiders, all my friends. And then they left and there were no posts. It was just very quiet.
Yeah, that's all I say. Get real quiet in there. Get real quiet in that room. Aces came out big in game number one of the WNBA playoffs after Asia Wilson, the unanimous MVP. And there was never any question, but these kind of things have a way of screwing themselves up sometimes. So, of course, it was unanimous. Asia's a three-time MVP. Here's the part that you may not understand about that. There has only been one other person that has been a three-time MVP in that league. And that was back when the league started in 1997. So, and Cynthia Cooper's awesome. But you know what, Adrian? Your voice keeps ringing in my head about Asia Wilson, greatest of all time. And I don't know. How do you dispute that?
Statistically, this season might be one of the greatest seasons in basketball history, men's or women's. When you look at the stats, it's incredible.
First person in the WNBA to ever lead a season in points, rebounds, and blocks for the whole year. This has been Sports Talk, the Chet Buchanan Show on Monday morning. Other than that, everybody, good weekend. We're going to ask what was the absolute best part of your weekend. Coming up in just a minute. Be specific. Think about it. Also, I want to go back and take a look off the air to see new kids came in on Friday. We had a great time.
Great
to see everybody. It was chaotic and fast paced and wild and everybody. Oh my God. Has this building ever been more? Has there ever been more frenetic energy? People running around. Ah, we gotta, they're here. Everybody, get your stuff together. And people running around, freaking out. Have you ever seen anything like, Kayla, you've been here, 6 months now?
6 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen anything like that since you've been here?
No, I haven't, but I haven't seen much. So what do I have to put it against?
I've been here 25 years. I never saw anything like it. My God, I can't even equate it. Like, it's like if the president was coming, or you know how that, like when a boss is doing a market visit and they make everybody clean up their desks. Like all of a sudden that's going to make you look like a good employee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It had that stink to it on Friday and it was crazy, but it was a lot of fun. We hung out with, we grabbed Joe and Danny and brought them into the studio for a few minutes. We had a really nice conversation about the residency and stuff like that. And then we played what may or may not be a really, really stupid game. It was meant to be a stupid game. It was kind of like an exhibition round of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yeah, we were going to let it go, but they insisted.
That's also true. And I tried to talk them out of it. And they were like, no, we want to play the game. And it was like,
do it.
All right, your funeral, whatever. So Adrian, in my recollection, it sucks a lot. And I don't want to air it if it sucks a lot. And the chances that it sucks a lot, and through no fault of Michaela's, this is on me squarely. It's on me.
I'll review the tape.
No, and the guys were really good sports, but I'm not confident. But regardless,
A Raiders-esque performance?
Maybe. Was it that bad? Oh my God, was it really that bad? I like Monday morning's first pick because here's the thing. In theory, it sounds super easy. Sometimes if you did it right, today's first pick is super hard. Be specific. And what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Michaela, can you narrow it down to one thing?
Yes, I can.
Would you like to do that for the
Of course.
For the nice people? We're hanging, waiting. What is it? Just tell me.
Okay, Lisa had to take her car in, so we got a convertible rental car. We drove in the rental car yesterday. We got our stupid little pumpkin spice lattes. We turned up where my girl's at by 7:02, and we drove on the freeway. And it was the best day ever. It was so much fun.
Capital B-A-S-I-C, basic. It's great. No, it's good.
Basic.
Those are the best days, too. Did you have the music up and you were singing and everything? Okay, yes. Wait. Did I see this on social media? Okay, this is funny to me, but also the sweetest thing ever. Were you playing your album?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Lisa does this thing. Yes, we were. We were listening to 7:02 where my girl said. That's what we were listening to.
Okay. She goes,
oh, I want to listen to something else. I said, okay. She turns on my album and it was so cute. She listened. She's like the only person that listens to it. So I need the streams. I let it happen. I'm like, yeah, get play louder.
Funny.
Yeah. In a convertible, it's free press. I'm like, yeah, no, we're going to, everyone, it's my album. Mm-hmm, you can download it now.
We were talking about this the other day. Do you get mailbox money? How many albums? Hold on. I got to go back and so for those of you who don't know Michaela, she was on American Idol back in the day when she was 16 and going to Cimarron. That's how she and I met.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, how many albums have you put out?
My first one 2 years ago. Only one.
Oh, okay. I thought you had done one like forever ago right after Idol.
Singles.
No?
I put out singles, but the full album 2 years ago.
Then we had a conversation and I forget which artist we were talking about, but one time, I had a great talk with Bruno Mars on this show about mailbox money, how you get all of a sudden you go to the mailbox one day, there's a check. Now, it might only be for $17, but $17 is $17 that you didn't have before you went to the mailbox. Do you? And it just comes from, I guess, royalties and, you know, whatever else. Mm-hmm. Do you, Michaela Gordon, get mailbox money?
Yeah, and it's a whopping 80 cents. So it's, but Lisa still makes me cash it. She says, money's money, don't waste it. And so I do.
I literally used to get, and I forget what it was. We did some stupid, it was a, you know, go fly to LA and be on a TV show type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And was it when I was on Martin? Maybe. Anyway, I literally got checks for 7 cents for like years, for a long time. Yeah. And then finally the deal ran out and that was it. But I didn't even know it was going to happen, but I was getting, yeah, either like 4 cents, 7 cents.
Yeah, I'm like, it costs more to send me a check. Yeah. Just keep it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. My contribution, my gift to you. You're welcome, America. I don't know. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9890. And you go, well, that's great. I'd love to be part of the show, but I'm going to need a little more. What's in it for me? I understand. How about a pair of tickets? Or actually, you know what? Let's do four tickets. I'm not messing around today. We're going to do four tickets. Good for the weekend at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. October 11th through the 13th, which seemed like it was a long way off. Now it's just a couple of weeks away. So get those at 702-364-9898. First pick right now.
Three, two, one, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
It's nice getting the first pick in almost an hour into the show. That's great. That's a good start. That's good. Tori, how was your weekend?
It was really good. How was your weekend?
Just amazing. So the very first radio station that I ever, my first full-time gig when I was 17, the radio station, which began in 1984, had a big reunion. Even the building has since been repurposed into like one of those urban workspaces. Very fancy. Very mindful. It really is. But you could still see like the bones of the building were still there. And all of these people that were literally, and again, I started there when I was 17. And it was Z100 in Portland, Oregon. And there were people there that were larger than life to me. And so to go and spend the weekend with them was really, really amazing. Really, really cool. And by the way, we're doing okay, Michaela. We're doing all right. We're notable. They're aware of us.
All right. Yeah. Good.
They know what we're doing. They think we're doing. I got the thumbs up.
They think we're cool, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
Mostly because we got people like Tori. So you said you had a great weekend. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, my son's birthday was on Sunday. He turned 1 year old.
The perfect little baby age.
So on a scale of one to Raider game, how hammered were you? Because we all know that those parties are not for the kid.
I'm going to go ahead and say that my kids had a babysitter and I went 100% Raider game.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Good for you, Mama.
That's the best thing.
I went 100% Raider game.
We have been grinding this morning. So, Adrian, I haven't even talked to Adrian on a personal level at all. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, buddy? Maybe you turn your mic on.
I had an invitation from Google and YouTube to join a program for new creators. And at first I thought it was a scam. I had to call Google because the email said at Google, but I was like, I don't trust this. This might be a Nigeria, sure, African scam, whatever the heck. And it wasn't. It was from Google itself. And I was like, yo, they're watching. They're paying attention.
So I had somebody ask me this weekend, are you... Without getting too much into your business, I want to get up into your business. Are you making money off of, are you making money? Because you got 50,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Is there money coming in? And if so, how much? Exactly. Please, down to the penny. No, but are you making money?
Don't worry.
Yes, 100%. Everything that I go to, all the events and stuff, I fund myself with the money that I make. So
that a boy.
It's a pretty sweet gig. And every time it keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. So shout out to everybody. So yes.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
To you.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Tori, and kudos to you too. We are going to give you 4 tickets for the entire weekend at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival happening Friday, October 11th through Sunday, October 13th. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go with my girlfriends and the kids can stay at home. No offense. I love my kids, but that's
yes.
You know what it is, man.
You know what that is.
Turkey legs and cleavage. That's nothing. What's better? Big giant turkey legs and cleavage.
It's
amazing. Also, all right, we're going to put you on hold just for a second. New Kids on the Block. We're in here on Friday. We are moments away from your chance to win the very first pair. Well, not the very first pair. We gave away 2 pairs of tickets to the residency on Friday to people who were there, which was, God, that was cool.
That was so fun.
We were waiting till last minute to find out if it was actually going to happen. And I looked across the room and Michaela had a piece of paper in her hand and I knew we were all systems go. And it was like, get over here. Let's do these right now. It's amazing. We'll have more tickets for you in a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, we were talking about this late last week. We were talking about it over the weekend, a couple of friends of mine and I.
Mm-hmm.
People have no filter. They have no fear because they have no accountability when they're running their mouth on social media.
Keyboard warriors.
There's no, again, and like when I was growing up, my mom would say, well, you talk like that to the wrong person, they're going to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
You're not going to get punched in the mouth.
No, you can say whatever you want with no profile pic and one follower. So yes. annoying.
Yeah.
Because it still hurts my feelings.
And then, well, I never read the comments. That's why I very rarely read the comments.
I know.
And it makes me mad every time when I do.
I know.
And so, Well, Jenny Phoenix, and this is, it's funny, it's filtered down now to your Nextdoor apps, to your, Jenny Phoenix sold all of her businesses. Apparently, she was doing quite well.
Good for her.
Sold all of her possessions to fund a cruise around the world. It's kind of like one of those floating condo deals where sure. you're gone for a year. This is your life now. You literally sail the world.
Yeah.
Apparently, this thing has been delayed. In the meantime, she's been living out of suitcases, waiting for everything to get going.
Mm-hmm.
They have a WhatsApp group chat that they've put everybody on.
Your first mistake.
Well, because this is your community.
Of course.
Right? These are your people.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jenny will not stop complaining about how frustrated she is that she sold all her stuff and that she's hanging out waiting for them to get started. But I mean, isn't everybody kind of in the same boat?
Yeah, Jude, no one wants intended. To hear that. Oh.
In the same boat? Didn't mean to do that. Like, they're all frustrated,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Jenny apparently has gotten so annoying that they're now kicking her off. She sold everything. She has no other life. They haven't even left yet, and they're kicking her out. Because she's complained so much. We have received over a dozen formal complaints from residents regarding your continuous complaints and negativity. Now, what that tells me is that Jenny hasn't learned her lesson. Because is that not a, we have received over a dozen formal complaints regarding your, can, so that's Jenny
yeah.
now telling us what they told her.
Listen, Jenny's going to end up on an island. She's just going to be the only one there.
Like my mother also said. Yeah, no one's going to want to play with you.
No.
If you
Bye, Jenny.
The Chet Buchanan Show. KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, then. It's an exhibition. They've agreed to do it. I still can't believe that the guy said that they would do this.
Uh-oh.
Every day we play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown because she's from here originally. Uh-huh. Do you guys know she was on American Idol? She was the youngest to make the top 12 on Idol.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This interview is actually about me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yes, we're announcing her residency, actually.
No,
but she sings here in town. And that's actually how I was able to get her. We met when she was on Idol, kind of like how you guys and I met when you guys were running around the country. Yeah. And so here we are, all back together, one big happy family. Wow. So we're going to play an exhibition round of Hometown Throwdown. Michaela will ask the questions, buzz in with your name. I think you'll find these questions easy for you guys. You guys are all from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Originally.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Who is the greatest football player ever?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
You got to buzz in with your name. You got to buzz in with your name.
Dan.
Joe buzzed in first.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh, okay. I think the same answer. Next question.
It was the answer. What NFL quarterback really sucks?
Danny?
Jacoby Brissett.
Current Patriots quarterback. We would have also accepted anyone not named Tom Brady. We would also have accepted that answer. Yeah. Next question.
What movie starring Matt Damon proves that all people from Boston are wicked smart?
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. We'll just yell out the answer.
Yeah, just yell it out.
It's fine. Goodwill Hunting is the answer that we were looking for. Also, any movie starring people from Boston.
Yeah, obviously.
Sure.
Thank you. Who is the reigning NBA champion?
Boston Celtics.
Greatest NBA team of all time. Most championships ever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I knew that.
18. Yeah, you knew that.
Who is the greatest baseball player ever?
They say Ted Williams. Some people might say Babe Ruth, but Red Sox had them both.
also would have expected. Well, yes, they did. The Sox
right now, Otani is, I think, the king of all. Wow, I mean,
would have accepted him. Carl Yastrzemski, Pudge Fisk, or Big Poppy.
Oh, nice. Mm.
The last question. This is a big one. What singing group, which some refer to as a boy band, is the original, the greatest, and will never be surpassed by any other singing group or boy band, past, present, or future?
New Edition.
Also Boston guys. My joke was the Beatles, and then I was going to say, but now we all know it's New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And again, we're excited, man. It feels right.
Oh, cool.
Having you guys, we can't wait for it all to get started, and people are super excited. And why don't we just go ahead and give away a pair of tickets right now?
Let's do it.
If you would like to win your tickets before you can buy them, be caller number 25 right now. Thanks again, fellas. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of being in a great mood, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Nicole Jones from Aliante.
Oh, wait. The same Nicole Jones that was playing Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? I'm sorry, what?
I said that's the one, Chet.
I knew it was you. I love this, Nicole. What happened?
I said still waiting for that belt, by the way.
I'm working on it. No, listen. I know. And it haunts my dreams. It really does. And I don't know what's keeping me from doing it, because I've already designed them. All I've got to do is just go in and bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, we look at it all the time.
I'm going to order the first few. I'll order yours first. I'm going to order the first few. And then I'm going to call our buddy Dax. Dax from TMZ, if you've listened to this show for a while. Dax from TMZ is the guy who owns and started Trophy Smack. And they're the ones that we're they got on Shark Tank and all that kind of stuff. And that's who we're going to get the belts from.
Okay.
So then I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him and go, hey, we ordered a bunch of belts. They're really great. And I know that Dax will go, buddy, next time, call me first. And then we'll get a sweet deal. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And in the meantime, we will also see you at New Kids on the Block, the Las Vegas Residency at Dolby Live, Park MGM, Wednesday, June 25th, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. Congratulations.
That is awesome. That was my first concert ever as a kid.
I love that.
Full circle. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they're hoping for, is that you'll come back around.
Yes.
So you're not unfamiliar with this music. We're going to put Nicole on hold. And Andrea Castaneda of Anthem goes for win number 5, so she can also wait months for her championship belt if she becomes a 5-time undefeated champion. Would you like to take Nicole on? That's the question. And if so, you should call 702-364-9898 if you are able to defeat Andrea and become our new champion. We will gift you with Nicki Minaj tickets. But if you're not able to beat her, she retires as champion and gets a sweet belt eventually. So 702-364-9898 right now. It would also help if I turn the mics on. So now it's just been total dead air for the last like 3 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever. So, and here's what the distraction came that, so full disclosure, I'm doing the show from the farm today up in Washington, and there were two deer that are laying 30 yards outside of the studio. up
so
here.
So beautifully.
So I was sending pictures to Michaela, and we were like, oh my God, the deer and everything. So sorry that our inability, and by we, I mean me, our inability to focus affected the show, and I'm sorry. So Andrea Castaneda of Anthem going for win number 5 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Andrea?
I saw New Kids at Our Heart Radio.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
It was amazing.
Wait, how come we didn't meet you? Did we meet you on Friday?
You guys were busy.
Never too busy for you.
Oh. I know.
All right.
But I had a meet and greet too.
Look at how disappointed we are right now. We're like, oh, we had a chance to meet Andrea. We didn't plan. We blew it. So Andrea's going.
New Kids.
Yeah. Andrea's going for win number 5 today. Who is our challenger, Adrian?
We got Alex Larez, who lives off of Owens and Nellis. So I know that's East Side, right? Or what are we classifying that as?
Yeah, Nellis and Owens. What do you call it? So what are you claiming right now? Are you claiming North Las Vegas? What was the first name again?
Alex. Alex.
I can hear Alex driving. We can hear Alex getting ready to make a left turn. Alex, this is the part where you talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Alex, I just said we could hear you ready to make a left turn.
I'm there.
Alex, we're not off to a great start, buddy. I'm telling you.
I know.
So,
I'm sorry. You guys, what? I don't know if it's an echo or what.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that. Do we need to take a second and reset? Maybe. Alex, let me ask you this, Alex. Are you able to play the game?
Yes, I am.
Well, then we got all no problems in the world. Not a single problem at all. Buzz in with your name. Make sure that you wait until we call on you before you answer the question, because while you think you may have gotten in first, the other person may have gotten in before you and you just didn't hear them. So make sure you don't blurt out answers. First 1-3 is the winner. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
These twin sisters, known for their show Sister Sister, have been estranged for quite some time, which shocked their fans. What are their first names?
Andrea.
I heard
Alex get in first.
I definitely did. It's Tia and Samira Mori.
Look at this guy. He's like, I definitely did.
Yeah.
I did. It definitely was me. Is that the answer you were looking for, Michaela?
That's
we lost
right.
Michaela.
Yes.
We completely lost Michaela. Is that the answer you were looking for?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Alex, we were concerned about his ability to even play the game, has gone up one zip on our champion.
Singer Chris Martin surprised fans at a Las Vegas karaoke bar this weekend. What band does he lead?
Andrea. Coldplay.
Yeah, it's Coldplay, and we are tied at one apiece.
This iconic band launched their 20-show residency at the Sphere this weekend, causing 3 encore performances with tunes like Hotel California.
You better get it.
Alex.
Andrea.
Alex for the lead.
The Eagles.
Is it the Eagles? Yes, it is.
Wow.
Alex up 2-1.
This superstar performer announced his upcoming residency at Fontainebleau and will perform hit songs like Fireball. What's his name?
Andrea.
Andrea for the tie.
Pitbull.
Is it Pitbull? We're tied. Unbelievable. 2-2. Next correct answer wins the game. If Andrea gets it right, she becomes an undefeated 5-time champion. If Alex gets it right, he will be our new champion. The all-important final question, Kayla.
Yesterday, the Raiders had a home game they unfortunately lost. Who was the team they played against?
No,
Carolina is the answer. It would have been the final question, except I was the one who got that right. So I am on the board now with one. Andrea with two. Alex with two. Me with one. Next question.
She is one of the coaches on The Voice and just announced her brand new album, but she's still no Holla Back Girl. What's her name?
Andrea.
Andrea for the win.
Gwen Stefani.
Is it Gwen Stefani to become a five-time champion, retire with a championship belt that she may or may not get by the end of 2024? Yes. Yay! Andrea, you're a five-time champ.
Yay!
Five-time champ.
Yes.
Alex, you were a great player, dude. I was worried when we first started out, but you were a great player. You did a great job, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Good morning.
All right, buddy. Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, a five-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. She joins the list of the great champions throughout the ages. Made it all the way to the five-time, to get all the way to five times. And yet we still have not given any of them their championship belts. That will change soon. Andrea, congratulations.
Congratulations, sis.
I had so much fun this past couple days. Thank you so much.
You know what? We agree. You're a fantastic champion. In fact, I'm inspired. We're going to get those belts. I'm telling you, we're going to order those belts today, maybe even.
Or this week. Awesome.
How about Usher getting his, did you see where his ex account got attacked or got hacked over the weekend?
What happened?
It just got hacked. And then so some Bitcoin dude was in it, putting up a bunch of crazy messages. I'm never on X.
What
used to be Twitter. I'm never on it. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody tagged me in some or whatever. And then I just started scrolling and saw all this crazy stuff in real time. And so people are like, Usher, you okay? Because it was all this weird Bitcoin stuff in there.
Of course.
But what's funny is so then he deletes his account, right? Or he scrubbed his account. And then everybody thought it was because of the Diddy thing.
Oh, you know what? I did. I saw something about people accusing Usher, blah, 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 with Diddy. But that's what it was. Bitcoin, of course.
And Pink had some similar issue. She had some other reason. She was like, X is pure evil, blah, blah, blah. You know, because people are making everything political these days.
Of course.
And so they both, in the same weekend, both Usher and Pink scrubbed their X accounts. And everybody went, oh, it's because they're hiding Diddy stuff. They're hiding, Diddy is the new Epstein. That's what everybody's saying. I'm like,
well, the stories are getting juicy, whether you believe them or not. I can't stop reading literally everything.
They were chasing a headline, one of the New York publications. They were chasing a headline saying how Diddy's on suicide watch, but it's not. Diddy's people say he's fine and looking forward to fighting the, whatever charges are coming.
Yeah,
whatever's out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So they're saying he's cool, but they've got him on suicide watch just because he's in the same place that Epstein was in.
Yeah.
And then I guess there was another high profile guy that somehow, some way didn't make it to trial after being in that place. Mm-hmm. So in that particular jail. So this is all going to be very interesting.
They said also Kim Porter, there was apparently a book that was released yesterday, a couple chapters on Facebook. They don't know if it's true or not. I read it last night. If it's true, it's getting really juicy and really intense.
Didn't we lose Kim? Isn't Kim gone?
Yeah, we did.
And that's why the book came out.
This was, that's why it came out. And oh my God, stories from the grave. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's why I think this is going to be one of those deals. Well, the feds wouldn't be going this far. They wouldn't have made such a big deal about getting him in custody. Because that's what his lawyer was saying. He's like, my guy came to New York to surrender. Why do you have to go get him? But then like Adrian and I had seen behind the scenes, there was also talk that he was going to leave.
Right.
So I don't know whose story is what, and it's not what you know, it's what you can prove in court. Mm-hmm. And it's all going to be very, very interesting.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who'd you say is on the phone?
We got Sheree Lee from South Summerlin.
Summerlin, South, are we neighbors? Where do you live?
Like Russell, Fort Apache.
Oh, you're south. So yeah, you're Durango Curve, Summerlin South. I gotcha. I live a little further up by the Terribles at Town Center in 215 by Gardens Park.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's three really good neighborhoods, and then my neighborhood. My neighbor is the OG, but I love it. Your 177 second survey starts now. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So I work at the Las Vegas ballpark, and I got to take my girls to the last baseball game this weekend, and I managed to get them on the field to play some of the games, like the crazy bat race and stuff, and they had a blast.
That's so great.
Cool.
And Alex White, who's one of the hosts there for the Aviators, is just, I just adore her. I knew her when she was a UNLV cheerleader. Yeah, and she's really, really, she's awesome. She's super good. In all honesty, Michaela, before you came along, right when Kayla said that she was going to leave the show,
yeah,
I reached out to Alex and she never reached back.
Oh, she would have been great though.
Well, I tried to slide into her DMs, and I'm sure it was crowded in there, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
No, she would have been great. I love Alex.
Okay, so we were just talking about this a minute ago. People are talking, even though the movie's doing really, really well, as well as it's going to do at the box office, there are a lot of people who just hate Beetlejuice. Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I don't think I feel like once I've paid for the movie, I go in and I stay in.
Yeah, good point.
And I'm also one of those people. I realized this after we talked about it a second ago. I'm one of those people that I truly do have severe FOMO. And I'm worried that if I walk out, yeah, I walked out of that piece of crap. And then they go, wait, but if you'd have stayed five more minutes, that's when it got really good. Uh-huh,
right.
I also stay after the movie ends to make sure I'm not missing any of the extra credits.
1,000,000%.
That's so funny.
In fact, I can tell you where I've gone. Okay, so let's just use Beetlejuice as an example. So the credits are rolling. I've already checked the internet. I know that there's no cookies. I know that there's nothing for me at the end. I will still stay all the way to the end because the internet is a liar. So I'll stick it out. Yeah.
I love that. Once it's done for me, I'm out. The first credit starts rolling, I'm out the door.
What? My other favorite my other favorite is when you wait until the credits are all the way gone, is the two kids that are standing out of the bottom going, will you please just freaking leave so we can come in this theater? And they look at you with such contempt and such disgust. Mm-hmm. And then actually in a lot of cases, they won't look at you because they know that their face will betray them. So listen, we could try to go for a third question, but we only have 9 seconds left. So we're just going to say, make it a great week. Thank you for starting it with us. Have an amazing time at Nicki Minaj, the Pink Friday 2 World Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, September 28th, which, if you can believe it, is this Saturday.
Ugh, oh my gosh. That's fun.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This feels, relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. It feels super similar to something that we just did, like maybe 2 weeks ago, but in a much bigger, they're having trouble communicating. So for everybody who always wants to go, you just gotta talk to him, which is not an acceptable answer for relationship rehab, because we already know that a lot of things are solved if you would just communicate.
Sure.
The communication is the problem. They're planning on getting married, but they're having the same fight over and over and over again. The long and the short of it is, he thinks she's too direct, and quite honestly, she thinks he's soft.
Oh, that's tough. I know this argument.
Can it be saved?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. Hey, can we just take a moment for the idea that the first day of fall hit over the weekend? And it's only going to be 77 degrees today.
Yeah, I just had this conversation because I went to a pool party at one of the hotels yesterday. And I was like, wait, is it officially end of summer? Is it officially the first of fall? And now I've got my answer.
And I'm sorry, I'm a liar. It's 77 now. It's going to be 90 today, but it feels like 77 because, oh my God. After, you know, seriously, after this summer, it's like, whew.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
90's a chill.
Yeah. And can I tell you something really funny? So Saturday, right? And I'm running around because I had this big reunion, the first radio station that I ever worked at full time. It was great. I was 17 years old. It was just, you know, the world in the palm of my hand. Mm-hmm. It was oh my God. I had a full giant head of hair, porn star mustache. It was, oh my God.
I can't even imagine that. I need a photo.
Yeah, well, we'll make that happen. But I was checking because college football was going on, right? And so we're getting ready to go to this thing. And I'm literally like, I need to know the Rebels score. I didn't realize that they had a bye week this past week. So, and nobody else ever said anything really. Because I would say, Saturday, get yourself to Allegiant Stadium. Rebels are playing Fresno State. Well, no, it's this Saturday.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just like pointing out when I'm stupid. Not like you can't figure that out on your own, but sometimes I just like saying it. That's all.
Good. And that's your therapy this Monday.
Is that what that was? Was it therapy?
Yeah, it was a little trauma jump, maybe.
Huh. That's not where I would have started if it really was the trauma.
Good.
That's not where I would have gone. Yeah. Anyway, relationship. Speaking of relationship rehab, all right. My boyfriend and I live together and plan on getting married. We just continue to have the same fight over and over again. He complains that I am too direct. He tells me that I attack him with issues and that I need to be kinder. I think he is just too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly, I'd be willing to quit right there. But quite frankly, that's not even a quarter of the way through the email. Everything I say makes him clam up and retreat. I've told him that my mother used to tiptoe around the house and was always afraid of my dad and that she would never speak her mind for fear of his reaction. So I hated that. And it led to the end of their marriage. So I vowed to have a better marriage than them. And to always speak my mind and never tiptoe around anybody. I believe in honesty and telling it like it is. Yeah. On the other hand, he, like most men, is afraid to talk about his feelings and avoids everything. How do I get him to be truthful and honest as I don't want to lose him, but I can't just avoid everything? Is it too much for me to ask to get a guy who communicates well? I have multiple thoughts. Here's what I really want to do with this. Obviously, I think there will be a lot of strong opinions at 702-364-9898. Let me ask you this. Do you believe this relationship is doomed? I will start by saying yes. In fact, I think it's just a matter of time. I don't know how long they've lived together, but if it's long enough for her to say we continue to have the same fights over and over again, they've lived together long enough. Everybody always has questions that we can't get answers to. So if I could, I would ask a question, but I'm telling you this, for me, this relationship is just doomed.
I think, no, it's not. at all.
Yeah, fair enough. No, fair enough. And why don't you jump in? 702-364-9898, Relationship Rehab. He complains I'm too direct, and she's like, oh, I just tell it like it is. And he's just too sensitive. Is there any saving this relationship? Call us now.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Boy, relationship rehab. Okay, first of all, this is my least favorite person on the internet. Just because you have no filter and have no class, I'll say it. Just because you have no filter and you have no class, and because you think that you don't have to have regard for anybody else's feelings, does not make you better than everybody else because you go. In fact, the worst thing, if you're putting it in your bio on Instagram or anywhere else, I just tell it like it is. No, you're most likely a jerk. And that's the nice word that I would use.
Sure. But tell us how you really feel.
That's how I feel.
I know. I really do. Of course.
I really do. I just, that kind of, well, I'm just being honest. No, you're insensitive.
Yeah.
I am not. And listen, I'm very protective of our listeners, but I also think when you write to us for relationship rehab, you want us to tell you the truth. And by the way, I'm just telling it like it is, you know, I'm just saying the truth. Is that my boyfriend and I live together, plan on getting married. We continue to have the same fights over and over again. He complains that I'm too direct. He tells me I attack him with issues and that I need to be kinder. I think he's just too sensitive. Everything I say makes him clam up and retreat. That should be your first clue that this isn't working. And she diagnoses her own thing. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a professional psychologist or psychiatrist. I'm not sure what the difference is. I should look it up.
Not either.
I said,
I'm not either. Actually, I think one can just prescribe medication.
Really? Is that the difference?
Yeah, I think so. Seriously.
I'm not kidding. Hang on. Google, what's the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist? A psychiatrist is a medical doctor. God, you're smart. Look at the big brain on Michaela.
Thank you very much.
Psychiatrists are trained in both medicine and mental health. Psychologists focus solely on mental health. And the main difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist is a psychiatrist is a medical doctor who can prescribe medication while a psychologist is not. Pow.
Period. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So then she goes through, my mother used to be like that. My mother used to tiptoe around the house, was always afraid of my dad. She would never speak her mind for fear of his reaction. I hated it. And it led to the end of their marriage, blah, blah, blah. So I vowed to be different, but now you can't figure out why you're having issues.
Sure. That's where I have my problem, but wait.
Adrian, who's first?
We'll go with Josie.
Josie, what do you think about all this?
I think the relationship is not going to work out well, especially if she's calling him too sensitive and saying that she's direct. I don't think that both works together.
Yeah. And she's like, how do I get him to be truthful and honest as I don't want to lose him, but I can't just avoid everything. Is it too much for him? So you feel like it's on you to correct his behavior. You know what I mean? And to say whatever you want to say. Then I love this. Is it too much for me to ask to get a guy who communicates well? Oh, so he doesn't communicate well. You're communicating perfectly because you have no filter and you just talk your mess all day long.
Yeah, no, baby's terrified of you.
But trust and believe. If he got his back up and started going, well, let me tell you a few things about you.
Mm-hmm.
She would not enjoy that. Not even in the slightest.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Have a great day. And thanks, you can tell Josie. She's a kind and gentle soul.
I know, she's so sweet. She's like whispered it.
Yeah. She's very sweet. Who else? Adrian.
We got Lily.
Lily, what do you think?
I think it depends on the will of both of them, especially her. If she's willing to step it or dial down a bit, there might be a possibility. It's definitely based on the will of each person. If she's not a good listener, what makes her think that he'll be a good communicator if she can't listen thoroughly to what he's putting out? So they definitely have to work on that. And because she has past trauma doesn't mean that he's not a good person. He may be a good person and she may love him, but if there's not enough love for her to change towards him, then they will most likely not continue the relationship.
It's weird to me too. It's weird to me too that they live together, because you would think that you would have seen this. So either she was not just being honest in the first part of the relationship, or he thought it might change. You know what I mean?
I think she was putting on maybe a front, and the more you live with somebody, I guess the more, like, I know that I lived with my husband for many, many years and before he passed. And
it's okay.
You're all right. We're good. I've done it before.
So I don't think she was putting up a front and he believed that, or either that, or he was like, okay, this might change, you know, we're going to live together, things are going to get better. And he was kind of just waiting it out. But I definitely do think that each other, if she's not willing to listen, it may not work. And if you can be honest and still have tact, you don't have to hurt the person with honesty. You can still be faithful with your honesty.
Michaela, you've been very patient. Jump in.
Well, I feel like if she wasn't willing to change, she wouldn't have emailed us. And I think that I honestly, embarrassingly, I was much like her when I started dating my partner 10 years ago. I was like, I'm just going to be upfront and honest. I don't ever want anything to like get past my feelings. And then she would like get her feelings hurt and get very sensitive. I felt the same way. I was like, you're too sensitive. And then when we went to couples therapy, I learned all of this stuff that was like, first of all, she's just terrified of your approach. So take a step back. And secondly, you can say things in a nice way and be gentle and be soft. And I really did have to switch that around. But now I can honestly say we communicate super well. I just was like coming in hot and defensive. And she was like, I'm not going to meet you at that level ever. That's not who I am as a human being. So I just won't say anything. But I think that you can fix it. I think definitely this girl is in the wrong, but I think it can be fixed.
Do we have one more, Adrian?
Yes, we do. We have Tina Farns.
Tina. So who?
Hi.
I think Michaela's spot on, 1,000,000% spot on. Do you think their relationship is doomed? B, don't you think it's her that needs to make, if she makes the move, she will probably get what she wants from him?
Well, I think, and it kind of seems like if he doesn't become exactly who she wants, she's not going to be okay with it.
Which, and what are the chances of that happening? Because it'll never be enough for her.
Well, he's apparently worked so far because she's got him trapped there.
I wonder how the how do I say this with kids in the car? But I mean, I think there are other parts of the relationship that are probably pretty good.
Oh, I was wondering, there must be something that's good.
Sure.
She's fiery. She's a fiery one. And, you know, and I'm envisioning that she's, you know, just berating him all day long and he's the strong, silent type. But at least if they don't have to talk.
Well, you know, you can cover up crazy for a while. Eventually it wears off.
Yeah. Yep. But also she's put him in a position, I feel like, where he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he stands up to her, then he's rude. If he doesn't say anything, then he's weak. She's the problem here. 100%. She probably does really love him and feels good with him, but she needs to go to therapy.
True.
Well,
I feel bad for this
case closed. I think we solved it. I think it's good. Nice job, Michaela. Woo.
Oh my God, who is she today?
Yeah. All right, well, everybody have a great day. But yeah, it's literally, if you're just going, oh, I'm just telling it how it is, you got to understand. That's literally, I don't know. I'm trying to think, Michaela, do you know anybody who says that they're not the problem?
No. Mm-mm.
I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you how it is.
I hate that.
Listen, and you guys know me, and anybody who doesn't, I'm pretty solid in my thinking. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure of what I'm talking about. But yeah. if you check me and go, you gotta be willing to see the other side. You can't. Yes, you need to be decisive. Yes, you need it. I mean, that it's a good way to get stuff done. But I'm always open to the possibility that I'm a complete idiot and don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard. I think it's really hard when you're going, of course, like most men, he can't communicate. And I'm just being honest. It's like, oh, you're a B, you know?
Yeah, it's like know-it-all behavior. It's just all crappy. Just you got to like stay open.
Yeah, dare I say narcissist. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, we throw that around a lot these days, but yuck.
In the morning.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Jet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. Friendly Ford, get more. As they sing on the radio.
That's not a good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Like yeah, that's right. Thanks, Michaela.
You're welcome.
It's nice. Woo! To a hot start on a Monday. New kids were here on Friday. You probably heard by now. There's a residency that's coming. They're going to do some shows in late June into July, and then they'll come back around in November. They're super fired up about it, and we were super fired up for them to meet you guys. We had a bunch of our listeners on Friday. It was frenetic. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. People were, I mean, not just listeners, but I've not seen people that work here they're here, everybody, places, everyone. It was like I walked out of here and I felt like I'd been in a fight, you know, because it was just like everybody was wound up. Donnie made a surprise appearance. We didn't think he was going to be here, and he was here, and he was honestly fantastic.
And
by the way, who has all these pictures? I've seen everybody else's pictures. I don't have any pictures. Where are the pictures?
We got one photo, finally.
Yes.
I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to post it on KLUC, because somebody was taking photos, but it was like a rapid, like getting people in and out. That first photo was blurry. It didn't work out right for us, but thankfully somebody else took a picture for us. I've got it in my possession.
What happened
Can
we take a Danny selfie or a Donnie selfie? It was a blur. It all happened very quickly.
I was not there for.
No, I thought you and I took a selfie with Donnie. I thought he grabbed me. Remember when he grabbed me?
I know what you're talking about. We took a selfie next to Donnie with somebody else. He was not in the photo. I know the exact moment you're talking about, but he wasn't in the photo.
So he just hugged me. He just hugged me, and we didn't do a photo.
Exactly. He was like, love you, Chet. Bye. We took a selfie.
And Michaela's like, oh, he loves you. He said, I love you. And I'm like, what?
He did.
Anyway, good times. And then, so we grabbed Joe and Danny and snuck them away from the group into the studio for a couple of minutes.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here. 98.5
KLUC.
How much money do you think it would take you to be happy?
Oh, God, maybe $100,000. $200,000.
You know what's funny? These financial guys did a survey, and they found that almost 2/3 of the people they talked to would be happy with a liquid net worth of $200,000.
Yeah.
Who do you think needs more money to be happy, men or women?
Women.
I would think that too. The study also found women tend to be more content with less money than men. Their answer was the same as your initial answer of $100,000.
Right. Oh, wow. What do the men need the money for? I feel like women have so much more things that we need.
But yeah, women are just more content with less.
Once you have enough money that cover what you need and you can still live comfortably, that's it. What are you going to do with the rest of the money?
Yeah, my wife and I, that we talked about, all we wanted is the ability to make choices.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. We just didn't want to be forced into anything.
Totally.
And if you're happy, you're happy. So be happy. And we're happy that you're listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's the jealous one in your relationship?
Oh, for sure me.
Yeah, probably me too, although neither one of us are really that person.
Listen, we've been together 10 years, so I feel like I'm just not jealous because Lisa's like the best human ever and like secured all my insecurities. Mm-hmm. But she's been cool as a cucumber since we met. And honestly, that annoys me. As I'm saying it out loud, you know what? She needs to be more jealous.
More jealous. Then okay. I don't think you want this though. This woman was getting hundreds of calls a day for a few weeks. Literally.
God.
Hundreds. She asked her husband, she says, "Are you the one doing this? Are you calling me?" And he said, "No." So she said, "Okay, well, I'm calling the cops." So the cops investigated. And they found out it was him. They said, let's go back and look at the patterns of this. And crazy enough, the calls stopped when this guy was either asleep or if he was gaming or if he was with her.
No way.
She wasn't getting any of the calls. So she called the cops back and went, yeah, you're right. It is him.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And apparently he was using private numbers. You know, he was just making it so you could see
of course.
Who it was. Apparently, he was motivated by jealousy as the calls began when he saw his wife talking to another man. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, how dare her?
Because of all of that, he's going to spend up to a year in prison and a fine of about $7,000 American dollars.
So is she, like, pressing charges? Is that how he's...
Well, she went to the cops and said, this is happening. So then once they investigate, here's the problem.
Oh, my God.
So my guess, to answer your question, my guess is in Japan, it doesn't work like that.
Okay. Where you can't just go,
nah, I didn't mean it. Let him go. You know what I mean? I think they're like, you know, they may take that into account.
Totally. But they're like, we investigated.
Why are people so crazy? Seriously.
Yeah, dude, it's her husband. That's weird.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, this shocks me.
What?
Truly, my mind is super blown. Okay, ride with me here.
Okay.
There is no record. Nothing. Not even once has it happened. Mm-hmm. No recorded, whatever you call that.
Sure.
Of a cheetah ever killing a human in the wild.
Probably too fast. To be documented? Too fast to be documented? They go in and out. Phew. Out of sight.
Yeah, but you know there's a dead guy.
Yeah, but also...
It's not like fast, like the guy would still disappear. They'd be like... Okay, what happened? Hey, where did Adrian go? He didn't come home.
A cheetah got
him. Cheetah. Yeah, a cheetah.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like they mind their own business as long as we mind ours. Like, apparently. I feel like we're taught to fear these beautiful creatures. They're not doing anything. They're just hanging out with their own friends and family.
Maybe we don't taste good.
We probably don't. I taste like spray tan, so
what,
I'm sure.
Me? What, me? I taste excellent. No, you don't. Cheetah's like, yeah.
You're
human.
Disgusting.
Gross. You know what I mean? It's like somehow some people feel about Brussels sprouts or kale. They're like, I know it's good for me, but no.
I don't want it.
Gross, human. Oh, human again.
Sick,
oh,
Mom.
Come on, Mom.
Seriously.
Yeah, we had human last week. But apparently they didn't, because it's never happened. No only child. So there's 46 presidents that we've had. None of them have ever been an only child.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but that also makes sense. You have to have siblings.
That means they've had to work with other people since they were born, because they've had brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and if you can work with your siblings, you can too.
I was gonna say, are you aware that I'm an only child?
I could tell when you were like, well, why?
I hate you so much. The Michelin tires. You've heard of a Michelin star, right?
Yeah.
Michelin star restaurant. Mm-hmm. that really is, it's connected with Michelin tires. Now you're saying,
how?
What do those guys have to do with that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. They got into the business of reviewing really great restaurants for their Michelin guide back in 1900 so that people would drive further to go eat and therefore
stop.
Would wear out their tires faster. It was all,
if that's not forward, extreme look, yeah, forward just, thinking.
We just got a hair flip.
That means you know it's good.
That's, you know it's real. You're about to say something that you mean.
Yeah, that's so smart.
It really is. I don't think it still works today, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Boy, relationship rehab. Okay, first of all, this is my least favorite person on the internet. Just because you have no filter and have no class, I'll say it. Just because you have no filter and you have no class, and because you think that you don't have to have regard for anybody else's feelings, does not make you better than everybody else because you go. In fact, the worst thing, if you're putting it in your bio on Instagram or anywhere else, I just tell it like it is. No, you're most likely a jerk. And that's the nice word that I would use.
Sure. But tell us how you really feel.
No, that's how I feel.
I know. I really do. Of course.
I really do. I just, that kind of, well, I'm just being honest. No, you're just being, you're the one, you're insensitive.
Yeah.
So I am not, and listen, I'm very protective of our listeners, but I also think when you write to us for relationship rehab, you want us to tell you the truth. And by the way, I'm just telling it like it is, you know, I'm just saying the truth. Is that my boyfriend and I live together, plan on getting married. We continue to have the same fights over and over again. He complains that I'm too direct. He tells me I attack him with issues and that I need to be kinder. I think he's just too sensitive. Everything I say makes him clam up and retreat. That should be your first clue that this isn't working. And she diagnoses her own thing. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a professional psychologist or psychiatrist. I'm not sure what the difference is. I should look it up.
Not either.
I
said, I'm not either. Actually, I think one can just prescribe medication.
Really? Is that the difference?
Yeah, I think so. Seriously.
I'm not kidding. Hang on. Google, what's the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist? A psychiatrist is a medical doctor. God, you're smart. Look at the big brain on Michaela.
Thank you very much.
Psychiatrists are trained in both medicine and mental health. Psychologists focus solely on mental health. And the main difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist is a psychiatrist is a medical doctor who can prescribe medication while a psychologist is not. Pow.
Period. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So then... then she goes through, my mother used to be like that. My mother used to tiptoe around the house, was always afraid of my dad. She would never speak her mind for fear of his reaction. I hated it. And it led to the end of their marriage, blah, blah, blah. So I vowed to be different, but now you can't figure out why you're having issues.
Sure. That's where I have my problem, but wait.
Adrian, who's first?
We'll go with Josie.
Josie, what do you think about all this?
I think the relationship is not going to work out well, especially if she's calling him too sensitive and saying that she's direct. I don't think that both works together.
Yeah, and she's like, how can I get him? How do I get him to be truthful and honest as I don't want to lose him? But I can't just avoid everything. Is it too much for him? So you feel like it's on you to correct his behavior. You know what I mean? And to say whatever you want to say. Then I love this. Is it too much for me to ask to get a guy who communicates well? Oh, so he doesn't communicate well. You're communicating perfectly because you have no filter. And you just talk your mess all day long.
Yeah, no, baby's terrified of you.
But trust and believe. If he got his back up and started going, well, let me tell you a few things about you. Mm-hmm. She would not enjoy that, not even in the slightest.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. And thanks, you can tell Josie. she's a kind and gentle soul.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She like whispered it.
Yeah, she's very sweet. Who else? Adrian.
We got Lily.
Lily, what do you think?
I think it depends on the will of both of them, especially her. If she's willing to step it or dial down a bit, there might be a possibility. It's definitely based on the will of each person. If she's not a good listener, what makes her think that he'll be a good communicator? She can't listen thoroughly to what he's putting out. So they definitely have to work on that. And because she has past trauma doesn't mean that he's not a good person. He may be a good person and she may love him. But if there's not enough love for her to change towards him, then they will most likely not continue the relationship.
It's weird to me, too. It's weird to me, too, that they live together. Because you would think that you would have seen this. So either she was not just being honest in the first part of the relationship, or he thought it might change. You know what I mean?
I think she was putting on maybe a front. And the more you live with somebody, I guess the more, like, I know that I lived with my husband for many, many years and before he passed. And
it's okay.
You're all right. We're good. I've done it before.
So I don't think she was putting up a front and he believed that or he was like, okay, this might change. You know, we're going to live together. Things are going to get better. And he was kind of just waiting it out. But I definitely do think that each other, if she's not willing to listen, it may not work. And if you can be honest and still have tact, you don't have to hurt the person with honesty. You can still be faithful with your honesty.
Michaela, you've been very patient. Jump in.
Well, I feel like if she wasn't willing to change, she wouldn't have emailed us. And I think that I honestly, embarrassingly, I was much like her when I started dating my partner 10 years ago. I was like, I'm just going to be upfront and honest. I don't ever want anything to like get past my feelings. And then she would like get her feelings hurt and get very sensitive. I felt the same way. I was like, you're too sensitive. And then when we went to couples therapy, I learned all of this stuff that was like, first of all, she's just terrified of your approach. So take a step back. And secondly, you can say things in a nice way and be gentle and be soft. And I really did have to switch that around. But now I can honestly say we communicate super well. I just was like coming in hot and defensive. And she was like, I'm not going to meet you at that level ever. That's not who I am as a human being. So I just won't say anything. But I think that you can fix it. I think definitely this girl is in the wrong. But I think it can be fixed.
Do we have one more, Adrian?
Yes, we do. We have Tina Farns.
Tina. So who?
Hi.
I think Michaela's spot on, 1,000,000% spot on. Do you think their relationship is doomed? B, don't you think it's her that needs to make, if she makes the move, she will probably get what she wants from him.
Well, I think, and it kind of seems like if he doesn't become exactly who she wants, she's not going to be okay with it.
Which and what are the chances of that happening? Because it'll never be enough for her.
Well, he's apparently worked so far because she's got him trapped there.
I wonder how the how do I say this with kids in the car? But I mean, I think there are other parts of the relationship that are probably pretty good.
Oh, I was wondering, there must be something that's good.
Sure.
She's fiery. She's a fiery one. And, you know, and he's, I'm envisioning that she's, you know, just berating him all day long and he's the strong silent type, but at least if they don't have to talk.
Well, you know, you can cover up crazy for a while. Eventually it wears off.
But also she's put him in a position, I feel like, where he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he stands up to her, then he's rude. If he doesn't say anything, then he's weak. She's the problem here 100%. She probably does really love him and feels good with him, but she needs to go to therapy.
Sure.
Well,
I feel bad for this
case closed. I think we solved it. I think it's good. Nice job, Michaela. Woo!
Oh my God, who missed you today?
Yeah. All right, well, everybody have a great day. But yeah, she's, it's literally, if you're just going, oh, I'm just telling it how it is, you got to understand. That's literally, I don't know. I'm trying to think, Michaela, do you know anybody who says that they're not the problem?
No, no. Mm-mm.
I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you how it is.
I hate that.
There's, listen, and you guys know me, and anybody who doesn't, I'm pretty solid in my thinking. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure of what I'm talking about. Yeah. But if you check me and go, I don't, you gotta be willing to see the other side. You can't, yes, you need to be decisive. Yes, you need it. I mean, that it's a good way to get stuff done, but I'm always open to the possibility that I'm a complete idiot and don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard. I think it's really hard when you're going, he won't, of course, like most men, he can't communicate. And I'm just being honest. It's like, oh, you're a B, you know?
Yeah, it's like no-all behavior. It's just all crappy. Just you got to like stay open.
Yeah, dare I say narcissist. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, we throw that around a lot these days, but yuck.
In the morning.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Tip Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. Friendly Ford, get more, as they sing on the radio.
That sounded good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Like yeah, that's right. Thanks, Michaela.
You're welcome.
It's nice. Woo! To a hot start on a Monday. New Kids were here on Friday. You probably heard by now there's a residency that's coming. They're going to do some shows in late June into July, and then they'll come back around in November. They're super fired up about it, and we were super fired up for them to meet you guys. We had a bunch of our listeners on Friday. It was frenetic. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. People were, I mean, not just listeners, but I've not seen people that work here, they're here. Everybody, places, everyone. Uh-huh. Like, oh my God. And it was like I walked out of here and I felt like I'd been in a fight, you know, because it was just like, ah.
I felt the same way.
Everybody was wound up. Donnie made a surprise appearance. We didn't think he was going to be here, and he was here, and he was honestly fantastic.
So nice.
And by the way, who has all these pictures? I've seen everybody else's pictures. I don't have any pictures. Where are the pictures?
We got one photo, finally.
Yes.
I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to post it on KLUC, because somebody was taking photos, but it was like a rapid, like getting people in and out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That first photo was blurry. It didn't work out right for us, but thankfully somebody else took a picture for us. I've got it in my possession.
What happened post it. Can we take a Donnie selfie? It was a blur. It all happened very quickly.
Not there for.
No, I thought you and I took a selfie with Donnie. I thought he grabbed me. Remember when he grabbed me?
I know what you're talking about. We took a selfie next to Donnie with somebody else. He was not in the photo. I know the exact moment you're talking about, but he wasn't in the photo.
So he just hugged me. He just hugged me and we didn't do a photo.
Exactly. He was like, love you, Chet. Bye. We took a selfie.
And Michaela's like, oh, he loves you. He said, I love you. And I'm like, what?
He did.
Anyway, good times. And then, so we grabbed Joe and Danny and snuck them away from the group into the studio for a couple of minutes.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
How much money do you think it would take you to be happy?
Oh, God, maybe $100,000. $200,000.
You know what's funny? These financial guys did a survey, and they found that almost two-thirds of the people they talked to would be happy with a liquid net worth of $200,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you think needs more money to be happy, men or women?
Women.
I would think that too. The study also found women tend to be more content with less money than men. Their answer was the same as your initial answer of $100,000.
Right. Oh, wow. What do the men need the money for? I feel like women have so much more things that we need.
But yeah, women are just more content with less.
Once you have enough money that cover what you need and you can still live comfortably,
yeah,
that's it. What are you going to do with the rest of the money?
Yeah, my wife and I, we talked about all we wanted is the ability to make choices.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. We just didn't want to be forced into anything.
Totally.
And if you're happy, you're happy. So be happy. And we're happy that you're listening to the Jet Buchanan Show.
The Jet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's the jealous one in your relationship?
Oh, for sure me.
Yeah, probably me too, although neither one of us are really that person.
Listen, we've been together 10 years, so I feel like I'm just not jealous because Lisa's like the best human ever and like secured all my insecurities. Mm-hmm. But she's been cool as a cucumber since we met. And honestly, that annoys me. As I'm saying it out loud, you know what? She needs
to be
more jealous.
More jealous. Than, okay. I don't think you want this, though. This woman was getting hundreds of calls a day for a few weeks. Literally.
God.
Hundreds. She asked her husband. She says, are you the one doing this? Are you calling me? He said, no. So she said, okay, well, I'm calling the cops. So the cops investigated. And they found out it was him. They said, let's go back and look at the patterns of this. And crazy enough, the calls stopped when this guy was either asleep or if he was gaming or if he was with her.
No way.
She wasn't getting any of the calls. So she called the cops back and went, yeah, you're right. It is him.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And apparently he was using private numbers. You know, he was just making it so you could see
who it was. Yeah, of course.
Apparently, he was motivated by jealousy as the calls began when he saw his wife talking to another man. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, how dare her?
Because of all of that, he's going to spend up to a year in prison and a fine of about $7,000 American dollars.
So is she, like, pressing charges? Is that how he's...
Well, she went to the cops and said this is happening. So then once they investigate, here's the problem.
Oh, my God.
So my guess, to answer your question, my guess is in Japan, it doesn't work like that.
Okay. Where you can't just go,
nah, I didn't mean it. Let him go. You know what I mean? I think they're like, you know, they may take that into account.
Totally. But they're like, we investigated.
Why are people so crazy? Seriously.
Yeah, dude, it's her husband. That's weird.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, this shocks me.
What?
Truly, my mind is super blown. Okay, ride with me here.
Okay.
There is no record. Nothing. Not even once has it happened.
Mm-hmm.
No recorded, whatever you call that.
Sure.
Of a cheetah ever killing a human in the wild.
Probably too fast. To be documented. Too fast to be documented. They go in and out. Phew. Out of sight.
Yeah, you know there's a dead guy.
Yeah, but also.
It's not like fast. Like the guy would still disappear. They'd be like. Okay, what happened? Hey, where did Adrian go? He didn't come home.
A cheetah got him.
Cheetah. Yeah, a cheetah.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like they mind their own business as long as we mind ours. Like,
apparently,
I feel like we're taught to fear these beautiful creatures. They're not doing anything. They're just hanging out with their own friends and family.
Maybe we don't taste good.
We probably don't. I taste like spray tan, so what, I'm sure.
Me? I taste excellent. No, you don't. Cheetah's like, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Gross. You know what I mean? It's like somehow some people feel about Brussels sprouts or kale. They're like, I know it's good for me, but no.
I don't want it.
Gross, human. Oh, human again.
Sick,
Mom. Come on, Mom.
Seriously.
Yeah, we had human last week. But apparently they didn't, because it's never happened. No only child. So there's 46 presidents that we've had. None of them have ever been an only child.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but that also makes sense. You have to have siblings. Love
that? That means they've had to work with other people since they were born, because they've had brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and if you can work with your siblings, you can
too. Are you aware that I'm an only child?
I could tell when you were like, well, why?
I hate you so much. The Michelin tires, you've heard of a Michelin star, right?
Yeah.
Michelin star restaurant. Mm-hmm. That really is, it's connected with Michelin tires. Now you're saying,
how?
What do those guys have to do with that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. They got into the business of reviewing really great restaurants for their Michelin guide back in 1900. So that people would drive further to go eat and therefore
stop.
Would wear out their tires faster. It was all,
if that's not forward, extreme look, yeah, forward
just,
thinking.
We just got a hair flip.
That means you know it's good.
That's, you know it's real. You're about to say something that you mean.
Yeah, that's so smart.
It really is. I don't think it still works today, but you know.
Still worked then. I love that.
And all I can think of is the Michelin man now. And he's like, yep, I've been to every one of those restaurants. Yes, I have. When the Michelin man walks in, they're like, because we've all seen the movies where the chefs freak out. And they're like, they're here.
Yeah.
The people are going to review our restaurant. Well, I don't think he could be undercover.
No.
Right?
Does he look, is he the marshmallow guy? He's like in the all white.
They're cousins.
Yeah. Oh, something. Okay.
They're they're related somehow, those two. There's a copyright infringement that's just right on the verge. You know, it's like they're one sailor hat away from a lawsuit. You know, that's all I'm saying. All right, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Also, follow us on social at 985KLUC and just kind of chilling out today, getting ready for Aces playoffs, game number 2, Michelob Ultra Arena tomorrow.
And you can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. New episode of Unlikely just dropped. Be sure to check that out. And the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Dude's crushing it. 50,000.
Killing it.
Almost just there. On the verge.
Almost there.
Yeah, man.
YouTube.com/AdrianCLE93. Subscribe so we can hit 50K.
Literally, go subscribe now because you might be the one.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
That's kind of a cool thing to go, I was his 50,000.
Yeah, take a video awesome. If you do. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And that's it. That's all I've got today.
Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, this shocks me.
What?
Truly, my mind is super blown. Okay, ride with me here.
Okay.
There is no record. Nothing. Not even once has it happened.
Mm-hmm.
No recorded, whatever you call that.
Sure.
Of a cheetah ever killing a human in the wild.
Probably too fast. To be documented. Too fast to be documented. They go in and out. Phew. Out of sight.
Yeah, but you know there's a dead guy.
Yeah, but also...
It's not like fast, like the guy would still disappear. They'd be like, okay, what happened? Hey, where did Adrian go? He didn't come home.
A cheetah got
him. Cheetah.
In.
Yeah, a cheetah.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like they mind their own business as long as we mind ours. Like,
apparently,
I feel like we're taught to fear these beautiful creatures. They're not doing anything. They're just hanging out with their own friends and family.
Maybe we don't taste good.
We probably don't. We're I so taste like spray tan, so what, I'm sure.
Me? What, me? I taste excellent. No, you don't. Cheetah's like, eh,
you're
human.
Disgusting.
Eh, gross. You know what I mean? It's like somehow some people feel about Brussels sprouts or kale. They're like, ah, I know it's good for me, but no.
I don't want it.
It's gross, human. Oh, human again.
Sick,
oh,
Mom.
Come on, Mom.
Seriously.
Yeah, we had human last week. But apparently they didn't, because it's never happened. No only child. So there's 46 presidents that we've had. None of them have ever been an only child.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but that also makes sense. You
Why?
Have to have
Why do
siblings.
You love that?
That means they've had to work with other people since they were born, because they've had brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and if you can
Sorry,
work with
Chet.
Your siblings, you can
I was
do.
Say, are you aware that I'm an only child?
I could tell when you were like, well, why?
I hate you so much. The Michelin tires, you've heard of a Michelin star, right?
Yeah.
Michelin star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That really is, it's connected with Michelin tires. Now you're saying,
how?
What do those guys have to do with that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. They got into the business of reviewing really great restaurants for their Michelin guide back in 1900. So that people would drive further to go eat and therefore
Stop.
Would wear out their tires faster. It was all
If that's not forward, extreme
Look, yeah,
forward
just,
thinking.
We just got a hair flip.
That means you know it's good.
That's you know it's real. You're about to say something that you mean.
Yeah. That's so smart.
It really is. I don't think it still works today, but you know.
Still worked then. I love that.
And all I can think of is the Michelin man now. And he's like, yep, I've been to every one of those restaurants. Yes, I have. When the Michelin man walks in, they're like, because we've all seen the movies where the chefs freak out. And they're like, they're here.
Yeah.
The people are going to review our restaurant. Well, I don't think he could be undercover.
No.
Right?
Does he look, is he the marshmallow guy? He's like in the all white.
They're cousins.
Yeah. Oh,
something.
Okay.
They're like,
all
yeah,
right.
They're related somehow, those two. There's a copyright infringement that's just right on the verge. You know, it's like okay, they're good. One sailor hat away from a lawsuit. You know, that's all I'm saying. All right. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Also, follow us on social at 985KLUC and just kind of chilling out today, getting ready for Aces playoffs, game number 2, Michelob Ultra Arena tomorrow.
And you can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. New episode of Unlikely just dropped. Be sure to check that out. And the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Dude's crushing it. 50,000.
Killing it.
Almost just on the verge.
Almost there.
Yeah, man.
YouTube.com/AdrianCLE93. Subscribe so we can hit 50K.
Literally, go subscribe now because you might be the one.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
And that's kind of a cool thing to go, I was his 50,000th.
Yeah, take a video awesome. If you do. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And that's it. That's all I've got today.
Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.